Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And I wasn't planning on doing a broadcast tonight, but I just really felt led just to share some scripture and get into His Word and really understand what it means to be in the peace of God. And many of you know I'm going through right now with my parents, with my mom battling cancer, my dad facing open heart surgery. It was canceled today due to some bleeding problems, but I know that God's timing is perfect. And if it wasn't for the peace that I have in God, I wouldn't get through these things. I can come to Him with an understanding, knowing that no matter what I face, no matter what I go through, that He will never leave me or forsake me. He is right there with me. And when you get into the place where you are resting in the peace of God, it's a beautiful place to be. And it's just, it's such a feeling. I can't even really begin to put it into words. But I just thank Him for all He does in my life. And I just honor Him for all He does in my life. And now, Father, I just want to lift You up and thank You, Father God, for all You're doing in my life, helping me, Father God, to understand, Father, what it truly means to rest in You, Father God. And, Father, I just lift up all our worries, all the stress of today, Father, every situation that we're going through, Father God. There's not one person listening that hasn't recently been through something, is going through something, or there's going to be people that have things that they face, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that You be peace in those situations, that You bring comfort in those situations, Father God, and You truly let people have an understanding what it means to rest in You, Father God. Father, I just pray, dear God, we can just learn to bring everything to You.
You have poured out Your favor. You have poured out Your grace. You've changed me by Your unrelenting, passionate gaze. You have called me beloved. You have called me Your bride. And You've shown me I have absolutely from You, my merciful Savior, from You, my beautiful King, You have drawn me into Your chamber, and I bring everything. I bring
drawn me into
John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. Be careful for nothing, but with everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Proverbs 16, verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Psalm 34, verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 37, verse 37. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Psalm 85, verse 8. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Isaiah 26, verse 12. The Lord will ordain peace for us. For thou also have wrought all our work in us. Isaiah 54, verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 55, verse 12. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Romans 14, verse 17 to 19. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things service Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 16, verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Romans 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Psalm 94, verse 17 to 18. Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. Psalm 34, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Luke 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. John 20, verse 19 to 23. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. John 14, verse 1 to 13. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Colossians 3, verse 15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Psalm 18, verse 32 to 33. It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hind feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken in mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness have made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me when thou saidest, Seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, but not your servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Psalm 4, verse 8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Psalm 147, verse 14. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. Mark 4, verse 35 to 41. And the same day, when the even was come, and he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? God bless you, and I hope that this video has been a blessing to you this day. If you believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, but have not yet had the opportunity to confess this with your mouth and have prayed to him to come and live in you, and you give your life to him, I would be honored to pray with you now. Contrary to some belief, you don't have to change anything about yourself in order to come into a relationship with Jesus. If we could change ourselves, we won't need God. We come as we are and lean on his grace, which is his undeserved favor. By the power of his Holy Spirit, he makes the changes in us. Some gradual, some immediate. But the key is to leave all the changes to God and walk with him in obedience throughout your life with a lot of help from him. In Romans 10, verse 10, the word of God says that for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you want to enter into a relationship with him now, repeat this prayer after me or go through it line by line. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you now. I confess that I am a sinner and I have not been walking with you. I am really sorry. Please forgive me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. On the third day, he rose from the grave. He overcame death. He ascended to heaven and is seated on the right hand of you, God, the Father of glory. Jesus, come into my life. I give it to you now. Through the Holy Spirit, live in me and teach me your ways that I may walk with you. I no longer belong to Satan and I renounce all involvement with him. I confess that I belong to Christ Jesus and my name is now written in the book of life. And as of this day, I am saved. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Praise be to God. I really hope that the word went into the depths of your heart and seed was planted, and trust God to bring what you need to grow it. Get into his word daily. Get lost in worship and just seek him. When you seek him and press into his presence, he will be found. When we call upon him and we trust him and he sees us, he will bring us peace and rest. I thank you all so much for joining us tonight on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And tomorrow night, I want to remind everyone that Chad will be back on our second week teaching of God's prophetic timeline. Thank you so much for being a part of Reaching Out Radio. keep on keeping. Don't back down when God is backing you up. Good night and God bless.